we are continuing the Shiurim, and we're talking a lot about the different karbanos. We're trying to go through the individual karbanos. Some individual karbanos. We've spoken already about karban tamid, the minchas chotei, the chatas of a nazir, after we spoke about the broader categories. And today we're talking about what seems to be a form of a karban shlamim called a karban toda, a karban toda. We're going to have some background. We'll say out one sort of nice idea, and then we'll speak about what appears to be at least a machlokas harishonim, and a very important one at that. Let's begin as follows. Karban toda, the Torah teaches us in Parshas Tzav, is a karban that could be offered, and the Torah tells us there, I'll bring it up, I didn't screen share this, I'm sorry, that imal toda yakrivenu, that there is something called a karban that you bring as a thank you, called a karban toda. The Mishnah tells us in Zvachim, in Perek Ezu Mekoman, we say it every morning, that a toda is in the category of kachim kalim, just like a shlamim is. It seems to be a form of karban shlamim. Karban shlamim, if you remember, is for the majority, unlike the Netziv and maybe Rashi, karban shlamim is brought not for kapara. It's brought because you decide that you want to voluntarily bring a karban. We spoke about the reason why you may want to bring it is because in bringing so, you are sanctifying your basar taiva. You're having, that's a barbecue, but it's a holy kind of a barbecue. And that's a karban shlamim. It's a lower level of kachim. It's not kache kachim. Karban toda is a kind of shlamim. It's a kind of shlamim. The Gemara in Zvachim on Dav Dalet says so explicitly. Toda ikri shlamim. Toda is a kind of shlamim. The Gemara says not every shlamim is a kind of toda. Toda is one of the kinds of shlamim. It's where you bring it as a thanksgiving, and then you are, and then that's your karban. It does differ a bit from a karban shlamim. It differs a bit from the karban you voluntarily offer, a karban shlamim, and we will note two main ways. Way number one is that you have less time to eat it. A karban shlamim, you have 2 days and one night. Karban toda has just a day and a night. So it has less time than a karban shlamim. The second distinction, is that a karban toda, with a karban toda, you bring something called lachmei toda. You never bring a karban toda really alone. You always bring additional matzahs and bread with your karban toda in that when you offer it, which means that, interestingly enough, karban toda has, we'll get there in a second, less time to eat it and more food to eat. So you really got to go all in on your karban toda, which you're bringing as a result of a degree of hakaras hatov. But even though it has these differences, it does seem to be in the category of a karban shlamim, which is why when the Rambam quotes, counts the mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvos, the mitzvah of bringing a shlamim, he includes in that mitzvah the mitzvah of bringing a toda. That even though there are some differences as far as do I bring lachmei toda with it, as far as 40 avi, do I bring with it also, I have less time to eat it, still the Rambam says they're all in the category of karban shlamim. Fundamentally, they are very, very much similar, very similar. That is at least some background. It's also good to know, Tosfos at least points out, it seems to be the simple pshat in the Gemara in Meseches Zvachim, that there's no such thing as a karban toda bitzibor. It's a yachitz karban. You bring it individually. There's no karban tzibor called toda. I guess the last point I'll mention, because we will not have time to speak about it, is a comment of the Rush in Meseches Brachos. The Rush writes that the Birchas HaGomel that we say after we undergo, we'll speak this in a little bit, a Gemara in Brachos, four people that undergo, you get freed from prison, you are Yor Dehayam, you get your Chola Vinisrape, a person that gets sick and then they get better, all those kinds of situations. So they have to, you recite a Birchas HaGomel. The Rush writes that the idea of Birchas HaGomel, of thanking Hashem for the fact that you are sort of saved, is instituted to be modeled after the carbon toda. It's the modeled carbon toda. Rav Asher Weiss, in a piece on Birchas HaGomel, points out a variety of ways in which poskim point out it is modeled after carbon toda. And the more you know about carbon toda, the more you may end up knowing about Birchas HaGomel because of the extent to which one is modeled after the other. That's all, I guess, larger introduction number one, which is carbon toda is a form of carbon shlamim, less time to eat, and you also bring with it lachmei toda. There's no tzibor, at least the pashtas, of a toda. It's in the kachim kalim category, and you bring it as a means of thanking Hashem as a result of some, presumably maybe some experience you went through. We'll clarify that a little bit, who brings and why exactly you have to bring a carbon toda. But that's point number one, I guess, section number one of Shir thus far. Clarity, one, two, and three. Okay. The second point that I would just make, which is important to know, is there is a comment of the Medrash Tanchuma. This is in the Mekoro Shiva that sent out more recently. I apologize not getting it earlier. Where the Medrash Tanchuma says, you know, carbon toda is really different from other karbanos. Other karbanos are offered as a result of an avera. Asham, you did an avera. Chatas, you did an avera. Even Ola, the Medrash Tanchuma says, quoted we saw in, by the Ramban, is also offered because you had hirhure avera. They're all brought to give you a kind of kapara. The Medrash, I don't believe, speaks about shlamim, but the Medrash says toda is unique. It is brought on a nes. It's brought because of something miraculous that happens that generates, on some level, a desire you have to express your hakaras hatov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Tziv points out, just to give a little bit of explanation for some of the unique dinim, says in the Tziv an amazing thing. It's not coincidental that Karban Shlamim has more food and less time and comes as a result of a miracle. The goal is very simple, says in the Tziv. Rav Shechter B'Ikvei Hatzon quotes this Tziv and extends it to an additional context. But the Tziv says, the goal is, it's a very beautiful Tziv. The Tziv says, you just went through something miraculous, says the Tziv and Hamek Dover there in Parsha Tzav. But Inyan de Tachlis Toda Shabbal Hanes, who could David Saper Chaste Hashem Shagama Alav. The goal is not just you thanking Hashem, but you're supposed to spread to others what Hashem did. That's why Reba HaKasuv Balechem Umiyeg Bizman HaChilas Toda. You're going to have to invite people over to consume the Toda with you. So the goal is not just you saying thank you to Hashem, but you spreading it to others. You wanting to be able to include other people while you are offering the Toda. So in a certain sense, it's almost like, it's like a shlamim. It probably should have, me'ikra din, even been 2 days in a night. But because this is not just a sanctifying of Basar Taiva, we want you to spread it. We give you more food and less time so you will spread it with others. Spread it to others. I tell the Maestas sometimes that at Sheva Brachas, we were in Montreal, and I was speaking at my own Sheva Brachos. And one of the things I said, I was sitting next to the Rosh Kol of the Likud Kolel in Montreal, who I think is a really serious Talmid Chacham. So I said over, he's got married. I said, it's an interesting thing. In the secular world, often after a couple gets married, they go to, you go on a honeymoon, where the couple goes alone somewhere else. It's interesting that in Klal Yisrael, that's dafka not what we do. We dafka celebrate Sheva Brachos with others. We even want that to spread, which is why we're makbid for panim chadashos. It has to be people that weren't initially, that you're then going to be able to spread it as part of the goal of Sheva Brachas. I sit down and the Rosh Kol says to me, just like lachmei toda, right? And I had no idea what he was talking about. So I said, yup, just like lachmei toda. But now we get divorced. It's a tziv in lachmei toda. That when a person experiences joy, it's supposed to be shared with others, which is what exactly we are trying to accomplish here. That is, I guess, thus far, more or less an introduction to Lachmei Toda. Now we shift gears. Yes, Sam, what's up?
How long is the period for Toda? It was one day
and night. day and night, the day you offered it and that night. Okay. Yeah, it's like the first, it's a Thanksgiving meal, if whoever wrote that, you know. Yes. Not as good level as Yeshivas Batama's observation, but it's still something. Okay. One of the major shilas that seems to be an issue in Rishonim and Achronim, and probably even Ma'amari Chazal, is whether a carbon toda is a carbon which you voluntarily bring as a result of undergoing a miracle or wanting to just say thank you to Rabbonu Sha'olam, or is it a chiyuv to bring? And if it is a chiyuv to bring, what is the nature of that chiyuv? We're going to see a bunch of different shitas. We'll see what seems to be the standard way that would emerge, I think, as a machokas harishonim. And then we'll get a bit fancier. We'll see some achronim, and we'll see what it is that they say. Let's begin as follows. The most simple pshat is that a carbon toda is entirely brought voluntarily. I just found it was on the sheet. There's a sefer called Bishvilei HaHoda'a, which is really all about a lot of that carbon toda. He just points out over here a bunch of gemaras, which is pretty clear, where it's pretty clear that carbon toda is offered voluntarily. A gemara nedarim andaf yud. It's misnadev umevi. You voluntarily bring it. Makos an yudzayim. Vidvosecha. Zatoda ushlamim. It's brought voluntarily. A yushalmi and orla and perik beis. Sefriim parses re'e. A gemara menachos andaf ayin gimel and beis. Ayin vavim and aleph. Tzadi amid beis. Zvachim heim and beis. Menachos peyam and aleph. Kulin, mem aleph amid beis. Menachos peyam and beis. It's a whole lot of gemaras which seem to indicate and refer to carbon toda as a voluntary carbon. That appears to be the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam never explicitly says there is a chiyuv to bring a carbon toda. It's something which a person brings voluntarily. Why would anyone think there's a chiyuv to bring carbon toda? That's because of a different Gemara Menachos. That Gemara is a Gemara in Menachos here on Ayin Tes Amid Beis, where the Gemara here in Ayin Tes Amid Beis refers to something. Effie, there is no Rambam source because he just doesn't ever say it's a Chiyuv. But it seems to be the way in Pirsim Mishnah and Mishnah Torah. I'll send you later where. The Gemara in Ayin Tes Amid Beis refers to a certain kind of Toda as a Chova. Todas Chova. What is the todas chova? I thought it's all brought voluntarily because you have a karas atov to Hashem. Why is it called a chova? So Rashi in Menachos writes, and this is Shita Mukubetes. There is even more explicit. You never chayev to bring a toda. Why is it called a chiyev? What it means is if you already committed to bring one, if you said hare alai toda, if you already were mechayev yourself to bring, so then it becomes a chiyuv to bring that toda. It's not like a chiyuv, like a chatas, that even before you commit to offer it, it's a chiyuv. It means that once you accept it upon yourself, and you voluntarily accept it, then it becomes a chiyuv. That's how Rashi and Menachos, and the Shini Mekubetis read it that way. Now, is that how you would ordinarily translate, you know, todas chova? Probably not. But what they would say is the overwhelming evidence of all those gemaras we said earlier was that there is no chiyuv to bring a toda. It can't be. However, there are rishonim that seem to read that gemara as being somewhat and some indications there maybe really is a chiyuv to bring a carbon toda. Rashi, the ksaviyat of Rashi there in Menachos, Rashi says, yeah, there can be a chiyuv. I'll read it to you right here. Says Rashi in the Ksav Yad, that he channels a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nandalet. The Gemara in Brachos is talking about Pashtas Birchas HaGomel. And the Gemara says, Amar Yudah Marath Ba'arbah Tshichin Lahodos. There are four people that have to express gratitude to Hashem. Yordei Hayam, those that go into the river, airplanes, part discussion. Hochei Midbaros, those that go into Midbar. Mishay Achola Vinisrape, discussions about exactly how sick you are, but you get better. Umishayachav is based on serving, a person in prison and becomes freed. We learn, we darshan from Pesukim and Sefer Tehillim, they all have to be Trichin Lahodos. understands Rashi Niksav Yad Lichora. What's Todas Chova? Kigon Mifarish Biyam, Vyotzi Bishiyara, Vichola Shanitza Michal, Vichova Shiyotzi Bisashurim, Damrinim Bibrachos, Tsurichim Lahodos. They need to offer a kind of Hoda'a. Rashi in his Peiris Ahatorah seems to say that also. He's talking about Im Ahatoda Yakrivenu, Perek Zayin of Vayikra, Plukim Yebezi Gimel. He says, Im Al Dvar Hodah, Al Nation Nasaloki, go Yodah Yam, Hokim Ibarak, Lizmiz Asurim, Tsurichim Lahodos. You have to bring a carbon Toda. Further, we'll give one more Rishon, the Eben Ezra in his Peiris on Tehillim. Talking about those psukim, Yodu Lashem Chastov Nifloosav Livne Adam, V'yizbechu Zivchei Toda, V'yizbechu V'chayavim Lizvoach, says the Eben Ezra. So if I'm just looking at things on some level, it seems like there is a machlokes. Harishonim, do I have to offer a carbon Toda, or is it optional to offer a carbon Toda? The pashas of the Gemara of Rambam, of Rashi Menachem Shmuel Betzas, it's all voluntary. No one can force you to offer a carbon toda. Alternatively, if you look at Rashi's Perush Al Torah, maybe certainly Rashi Niksav Yad of Menachos, the Eben Ezra, it seems like there is a chiyuv to offer a carbon toda. Questions? First of all, clarity thus far. 1, 2, and 3. Okay, Rafi, what's up?
Are they saying that that's the only time that you're
going to
bring a Toda?
We'll get there in a second. It's a very fair question. Machlokas will be the answer, but we'll give you names to associate with that machlokas. Yeah, Velvel.
For Rashi's understanding that it's voluntary, and then he explained that it's only when you say you're going to do it. What's the chiddush over there? Meaning it has to be that it
wouldn't
be
obvious. Yeah, it's more of a context in the Gemara that because it has a certain chiyuv, that has certain nafkaminas. But there's no chiddush. That halacha of itself is not a chiddush at all. Not chiddush at all. Sam?
Is the Rambam right by all of the kavanos that there's a chiyuv to bring them?
I think so.
No.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's sort of like pin things down. That's what we have in Rishonim. Now we're going to find a variety of different ways of sort of deepening the question. Let's go and follow. Those who hold as a chiyuv to offer a carbon toda, we're going to speak about two different issues. Number one, Rabbi Yerucham Fischer Perlow, in his Sefer Mitzvot of Shai Jigonis on the sheet, seems to understand what is a massive chiddush, and that is carbon toda is only a carbon chova, and it can never be offered voluntarily. If you went through these miracles, you are chayav to offer a carbon toda. There is never a voluntary sort of like, you can never wake up in the morning and say, I'm feeling toda today, let me offer a carbon toda. What about all the gemaras that make it sound like it's voluntary? So he has a chiddush there. His chiddush is, it seems to be, that once you are chayav and you're bringing a toda anyway, then we allow you to bring additional todas, like sort of like piggybacking on your chiyav, if you want to express a karas atoa for more things. That's a big chiddush. And that Sefer Bishvilei HaHoda'a, the reason why I wasn't on shoes, I just found it, you know, an hour ago, in Siman Yud Gimel, he has a long discussion on Rabbi Yerucham Perlow, where he finds this to be an unfathomable chiddush, a really huge chiddush, that this is the case. The simple pshat, he points out, the Tosfos Rid in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Hei, I think also sounds like this, is no. Carbon Toda is brought in one of two ways. If you went through one of, let's say, the four cases, the miracles found in that Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Nandalin, then you are chayef to bring a carbon toda. If you didn't, you just stand, wake up one day and you say, Hashem, I love my life. I have such a karas tov to you for things that you've offered me. Then you decide you want to bring a carbon toda. That's a voluntary carbon toda. So even within the camp, that it is a chiyuv, a bit of a discussion, is that the only way to bring a carbon toda? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zipporah says yes, the pashtus is not. The pashtus, if you want to bring it voluntarily, you could bring it voluntarily. That, by the way, some even point out, I believe, in the mitzvahs hamelech, if you want to get some Chicago going on, The Mitzvah HaMelech points out, that's one of the reasons why he thinks the Rambam can count one mitzvah, Shlamim and Todah together. Shlamim, we know, is purely voluntary. So he says, if Todah was really a chiyuv, if you really learned like Rabbi Yochanan Perlow, it's very hard to understand how they could all be counted as one mitzvah. They're so different. Because they're all voluntary ways of you deciding you want to offer something, so that's how they can be counted for Rambam as one mitzvah. The Rambam thinks they're all voluntary. There is an additional issue, even if you think it is a chiyuv, and here there's sort of like 2 to 3 ways to say there's a chiyuv. 2 to 3 ways to say there's a chiyuv. One, there's really a chiyuv d'oraisa. A chiyuv the same way there's a chiyuv to bring a chatas. If you sin, I violate Shabbos by mistake, I ate chalev by mistake, a chiyuv d'oraisa, to bring a chatas, to bring a todah. That's what it is. It could even be, there's like a shibud in your property. Like, maybe we could even be kofe you, we could force you to bring it. It's a real chiyuv that you have to bring. Okay. The pre-megadim, in the Eshel Avram to Or HaChaim and Siman Reishia test, I believe, the pre-megadim says, even if there's a chiyuv, maybe it's not really a chiyuv d'oraisa. What's the makar? Effie, I think that's more the simple pshat of saying it's a chiyuv. I think Rav Yochanan Ben Perlow, I think, assumes like that, but I think it's a simple pshat. The pre-megadim says, maybe even if there's a chiyuv, the makar is really psukim in Tehillim. That's what Eben Ezra is commenting on. So maybe even if it's a chiyuv, it's a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah. It's a chiyuv we learn from Nevi'im. What's the status of a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah? So that's a question we referenced this year a bit in Baba Kama and Daf Beis. Is it a safek divrei Kabbalah lechumra, safek divrei Kabbalah lekula? It's not really a doraisa. It's learned from Navi, which may have a certain status. There are, and here's sort of like the third mahalach, there are achronim that argue that even the Rishonim that say it's a chiyuv can't really mean that it's a chiyuv. No way it's really a chiyuv. Can't be. So what they say are things along the lines of, and I'll give you 2 sort of like mehalchem in saying it on the sheet. One is a sefer called Maisa Karbanos. Maisa Karbanos, where he quotes from a sefer called Divrei Shlomo, where he suggests that there's no chiyuv in the classic sense. Normally, when you're chayav to bring a karban, it's even like a chiyuv that we can force you to do. We are kofa you. It's a chiyuv that we have rights in your property, a shibud, to take out of. He says, even if there's a chiyuv, this is more of a mitzvah rather than a chiyuv. It means there's a mitzvah to offer your hakaras hatov to Ribono Shel Olam. There's a mitzvah to offer your hakaras hatov, but it's not a chiyuv in the most classical sense. In that sefer, again, that I just found a couple of hours ago, B'Shvilei HaOdah, so he suggests, I don't know, Rafi, if it's a kiyumis. It could be it is. I'm not sure. Or it's a mitzvah chiyuv that we're not really imposing upon you the same way. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a mitzvah, not a classic chiyuv. In the B'Shvilei HaOdah, he suggests, and this will channel us back to Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvos, it's not a classic, like Doraisa Durabanan Chiyav. It's almost like a moral and ethical Chiyav. That it's not about the Pasuk per se, but it's about you have to. If the Bona Shalom provides something for you, how could you not express your Hakaras HaTov? There's no technical or legal obligation in doing so. Rather, it's a you have to just do it. How could a person not come along and do it? And we show them, say Chiyav. They don't mean it's technically a chiyuv. The sefer B'Shvilei HaHodah. I think his name is Simcha Banim Lieberman. He was a rabbi, I believe, in London that made aliyah to Tzfas, where he had a kollel, and published lots of Sfarim. Are you familiar with him at all, or no? Is that a... Okay. So I may be making it up, but my 30 seconds of research into him. Yeah, Binyamin, I think you could, if you wanted to, as a fair hour, you could put it into like the Rosh Hashanah Torah category also. Avi, it's a good hour by you. Yours, Avi Yama's computer. I get it. It's still a good Ha'ara. Yeah, that's that. That's all within the Chiyuv. So even if there is a Chiyuv, can you bring optional carbon? Yes, pashtus, yes. Is it doraisa, deraba, kabbalah, or something else? It's definitely possible. The mucker being psukim from Tehillim. Even if it's a nedava, you may also find something fascinating, which is ordinarily the simple pshat with a nedava is it's entirely voluntary. You want to bring it, bring it. If you don't want to bring it, you do not have to bring it. However, the Chasam Sofer in Shuvas points out, it's quoted here by Professor Weiss and others, Torda Nidavahi. But unlike other Nidavas, and this is almost like a Ratzon Torah kind of an idea, although he doesn't invoke it, El Degila Lan Beruch Kacho, Shal Elu Beruch Kodesh, Shal Elu Roi Linadev Nidvas Toda, Aval Nidavahi. It is something which you are not, strictly speaking, sort of obligated to bring the same way, to bring the same way. It's a nedava, but it's a nedava that you're supposed to bring. It's a nedava that you are supposed to do. It's like the model is, the Gemara says, that sometimes lifnim mishur sadin, like you're chayiv to go lifnim mishur sadin. One of these, like, we're not technically imposing a chiyav, but you really are sort of are saying, this is what you really should be doing. Again, not the exact parallel. But that's what's going on here. No one can force you, but you really, really should be doing it. So what we've seen thus far, I wanted to speak for a couple of minutes because, yeah, exactly. Benjamin, also fair, though you'll probably give credit to Avi for that also, you know, who knows. What we have is like this. There's a carbon toda. It's a form of carbon shlamim, albeit with different halachas. The Netziv says, Vidafka changed halachas a bit to spread things out a little bit. Okay. We saw that there's a machlokas, chiyav or nedava. If it's a chiyav, doraisa, divrei kabbalah, or not even more of like a ratzon ha-Torah kind of an idea, to use obvious formulation of it's a moral, ethical, how could you not express the gear ketov, and that's what they mean by a chiyav. Even if it is a chiyav, there may be other circumstances where you can still voluntarily offer it. That's the pasha pshat, not like a virchon for shaporlau. And even if it's an adava, it may not be entirely voluntary. It may be like strongly, strongly encouraged. Like we can't always pinpoint things as being technical obligations, but clearly you're supposed to offer it. You're supposed to offer it. I want to just, like in the couple minutes we have, point out, I think this is the best model for different mahalchim in like in Hakaras HaTov. The real mucker for Hakaras HaTov in many ways is Karban Toda. That a person underwent something and being makir and being makir tov. And the different perspectives, I think, highlight different models for Hakaras HaTov as a whole, i.e., the Rush pointed out the parallels between Karban Toda and Birkas HaGomel, which is true, and is very much there for a variety of mikoros. You can look on the sheet for that. But it also serves as a mucker for a form of Hakaras HaTov, and I think, and this is part of the challenge, ideal ways for relating to Hakaras HaTov. One model of Hakaras HaTov is Hakaras HaTov is a chiyav. You are obligated to express gratitude when something happens, modeled by Rashi in the Ksav Yad, the Ebn Ezra, the Tovas Rosh Shana. There's something called Hakaras HaTov, which the Torah says you are chayiv to offer. There is also something to use that Bishri HaOdah's point, which is Hakaras HaTov and Karban Toda is not the kind of thing which a technical chiyah would be most appropriate, but in a certain sense, it's like this moral need, a chova musarit, you got to offer it. You have to express it, or the way that the Chasam Sofer says it. It's voluntary, but we really want you to do this. It's voluntary, but we're not going to impose a chiyah. One way of viewing it, some of the chassidim say, you know, why is there no chiyav to have anava? Why is no chiyav to have anava? So some point out, maybe there is a chiyav, it's a yereyim, maybe there is a chiyav, but or it's a smag, not to have gaiva. But others point out, some of the chassidim say, we can't have a tzivoy to be an anav. Because if the only reason why you are an anav is to have, I think the Zidichover, I think is one who says it, maybe Binyamin, if you're wondering. It's quoted in a sefer called Badnav Nitin Chayim. A yellow sefer, this sefer, have it? Ooh, it looks like this, just, it's not the one I have here. That sometimes giving a chiyuv would undermine the quality of your... If you're only an anav, because the Torah says I have to be an anav, that's not called authentic humility. Yeah, really, I'm awesome, but what can I do? The Torah says I have to believe I'm dirt, so I believe I... Sometimes the chiyuv can undermine the power of it. Like I believe the Sri Dei says, for why there's no, like, birkas ha-mitzvah when you give shalach manos, because if you say a birkas, or maybe even for tzedakah, I think, if you say a birkas ha-mitzvah, it undermines the quality of the maisa chesed that you're doing. I'm not doing it because I care about you. I'm not doing it because I feel a sense of kinship or camaraderie or I'm sensitive. I'm doing it because I want to be yotzei yechiyuv. The way that Psalm, I think, Bali Musar say it, like, you're transferring the chola, when you visit the chola, into being like your chefta shel mitzvah, like a lulav. As opposed to doing it for him, like he's the means by which you're mekayim the mitzvah. No. This is what you're supposed to do. It's supposed to be coming from a certain kind of place. So I wonder, and maybe this is part of what they're sort of driving at a little bit. I don't know if we're in machshava, into like a vord, into a hagdara of the karban. But I think what some of the Chasam Sofer and the Bishviya Ha'udah are sort of driving at is the mixed evidence of Chiyav and Nedava is because, yes, in a certain sense, you're supposed to be doing this. But we're not going to give it the technical or formal stamp of classic Chiyav. Because a Hakar Satov, which you are obligated to give, is not called an authentic Hakar Satov. The Hodah you're supposed to have is supposed to come from within and be voluntary. Sure, Gila Torah, Baruch Kachar, you're supposed to do this. No one debates that it's a mitzvah to do so. But we don't want to make it a formal technical chiyav, because if you go in that track on some level, it undermines the power of the Hakar Satov. It's like when a parent says to the kid, like, say thank you right now or you won't get dessert. Thank you. It's not an authentic, again, it's like a famous kind of an example. It's not a real thank you coming the same way. When a kid comes over, as an example, we didn't send Ari to school today because in one of the other gons, there's coronavirus. So I wasn't over. So I told Ari, he got up, he never did before, and he ran over and gave me a hug. That was meaningful, Hakar Satov. He hates going to gon. He likes being home. So he came over and he ran and gave me that hug. That's it. Is it a mitzvah? Of course there's a mitzvah to offer Hakar Satov. But you can't impose it. You can't impose it as a chiyuv. A teacher could never say at the end of the year, you know, everyone, please write down your sense of Hakar Satov to me. You know, like Rav Yamar can't say, Rosh Shiva, I clock crazy hours for you. Please, everyone, you're chayav now to write your Hakar Satov to me. Even if, aside from the social offness of that, if it would ever happen, which it wouldn't, what it would do also is undoubtedly undermine the quality of it. And that's why, is it a chiyuv or a nedava? Well, it's a nedava, which is like a chiyuv. It's a nedava, which you're supposed to do. And some of the mixed evidence, I think, can be explained, you know, that way. You undergo certain things, how can you not respond? How could you not respond in turn? At least that's one way of looking at it. Again, take it or leave it.